愿大家平安。
May peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习服事的喜乐。
Tonight I would like to study the topic, the joy of serving.
对没有信的人来说，活着就是要快乐。
For someone who don't believe in God, to live means to enjoy.
但是对一个有信仰的人来说，我们活着要有喜乐。
For a person of faith, when we live, we need to have joy.
这是圣经的应许，这也是很多信徒的体验。
This is a biblical promise and also something that everyone has experienced.
所以如果我们活得不是很喜乐，我们要来思想，那到底要怎么去追求？
So if we live a life without much joy, we need to think about how to pursue it.
在腓立比书的第一章里面。
In Philippians chapter 1.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章在提到喜乐的来源就是从服事来的。
Philippians chapter 1 talks about the source of joy coming from serving.
也就是说如果我们活着不是很喜乐可能我们没有在服事。
In other words, if we don't live a joyful life,Maybe we are not serving much.
如果我们真的是在灵里面在服侍神，我们会很喜乐。
If we are truly serving God in the Spirit, we will be very joyful.
那这个喜乐，服侍的喜乐从哪里来？
Where does the joy of serving come about?
从三个来源。
It springs from three sources.
第一个来源。
First.
从我们所侍奉的对象。我们看他信仰成长，这就是我们的喜乐。
Our joy derives from the fact that we are serving a particular subject, and as we see their faith grow, it gives us great pleasure.
虽然在教会有很多各种不同的服事
，Even though in the church setting there is many types of service,
但是到最后，我们服事神，其实就是从服事人开始的。
But ultimately, service.To God begins with service to man.
那很多事情到最后啊，也是跟人有关系。
A lot of stuff also concludes with man.
所以所有的服事到最后离开不了人。
So all services cannot be detached from people.
所以当我们服事神，看到我们所接触的人信仰在成长，这就是我们的喜乐。
And our joy comes from seeing the people that we serve growing in their faith.
有多少次我们看新做父母的人看到自己的孩子啊，开始长牙齿开始学走路啊，开始会笑这是何等的满足
How often we see parents smiling in satisfaction as they witness the first growth of the teething of their children or their first walk
那对别人来讲这是小事但是对父母充满爱来讲这是大事
To other people, bystanders, it may seem like very trivial, but for the parents, it's a major event.
这也为什么有的人虽然知道养孩子很辛苦，但是他还是要养。
This is why many people, though they are aware raising kids is very difficult, but they still pursue this.
那养孩子就是父母。
To raise our children means that we are parents.
那我们在教会里面在服事就是在当属灵的父母。
When in the church, when we are serving other people, we become the spiritual parents.
那我们服事的对象啊，常常就是好像啊一个孩子，需要我们去照顾他。
The object of our service are quite often like children, and requiring attention.
那我们看到我们服事这个对象啊，信仰在成长，这是何等的满足。
As we see the object of our service growing in their faith, it gives us a great sense of satisfaction.
所以在第一章里面，我们看第三节。
Let's turn to Philippians 1 verse 3.
我每逢想念你们，我就感谢我的神。第四节。
4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常欢欢喜喜的祈求。这里是保罗提到他对腓立比教会的信徒的态度。
Paul reveals his attitude toward the Philippians.
这是他宣道旅程当中神借着他建立的教会。
This is one of the church in which the Lord built up through the hands of Paul.
那保罗也可以说是属灵的父母这个腓立比信徒好像他的儿子。
So spiritually speaking, Paul can be likened to a parent to these believers.
那这个腓立比教会的信徒从 信耶稣开始，他灵性就有很美好的表现。
The Philippian believers, starting from the very beginning, had a very excellent spirit as they believed in God.
所以第三节，从头一天一直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
And from verse 1 and forward, it says, verse 3,
第五节,
verse 5 says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now has been serving with joy.
就是他们得到福音以后啊，就很认真去传福音。
Means that after they received the gospel, they worked diligently to spread it.
那大家很同心合意在做圣工。
And everyone was working together in one heart to serve God.
那保罗啊，看得他就很感谢神。
And Paul became very thankful to God when he saw this.
每一次为他们祷告都是很喜乐的。
He was very joyful each time he interceded for them.
所以我们在教会里面啊，如果我们有真的去关心别人
，In the church, if we truly have care or concern for others,
有真的用心去带慕道朋友
，If we have really endeavored to bring truth seekers,
你会发现他们一个很小小的改变呢，就是我们的喜乐。
And then you will derive a great sense of joy even when you observe something, some growth in them.
比方说，有的慕道朋友本来有的是礼拜四才来参加聚会。
For instance, some friends would come to the service only on Thursdays, usually.
那通过我们的接触勉励，现在礼拜五也来了。
And after encouragement and inviting, now they also attend Friday services.
礼拜六也来了。
And even Saturday services.
那我们就非常的喜乐。
And this will bring about great joy.
啊，神在听我们的祷告。
For the Lord listens to our prayer.
哦，神在带领我们的工作。
The Lord is guiding our work.
这是一个很大的满足。
This is a great satisfaction.
但是如果我们没有在参与
，However, if we are not participating,
就没有那个感觉。
Then we will sense nothing of the sort.
那有时候像布道会
，For instance, in evangelical services,
那我努力去邀别人来。
We work hard to invite others.
那我们看到慕道朋友开始来。
And as we see the friends joining us,
我们真就觉得很喜乐。
We will feel a great sense of joy.
那如果他得圣灵，他受洗。
If they receive the Holy Spirit or get baptized,
我们的喜乐是更大的。
And there will be even greater joy.
所以这个喜乐是从我们服事的对象对他有爱来的。
So this joy springs from our affection and our love for the object of our service.
因此这个服事，我们要服事神。有时候我们听人讲哦，我什么都没有恩赐，我怎么去服事神
？When it comes to serving God, some people may say, "I have no gift whatsoever. How can I possibly serve God?"
所以好像一定要恩赐才能服事神。
And it sounds as if you must be very talented in order to serve God.
好像是要有恩赐的人，神才会用他。
And as if only if you're very talented would God use you.
但事实上，从圣经看起来，神找不到一个例子，因为这个人很有恩赐，神才用他。
But from the Bible, you cannot find one example of a person who is very talented, and for their talents, that's why God used them.
是神要用他，所以神才给他恩赐。
But rather, it's the other way. God wants to use that person. That's why He endowed them with great talents.
那如果我想要服侍神。那不是看我的恩赐，那到底神要看我什么
？So if you serve God and it's not dependent on our talent, and what exactly does God look upon？
那我们就看主耶稣对彼得怎么问。
So let's look at how the Lord questioned Peter.
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
彼得说：“我爱你。
”Peter answered, "Yes, I love you, Lord."
主耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。
”The Lord answered, "Feed my sheep."
喂养羊，这就是服侍。
Feeding the sheep and lamb is a type of service.
但是条件是什么
？But what is the condition?
你爱我吗
？Whether we love God.
所以不是恩赐，是我们内心有爱，这个就是神要用的条件。
So the key is not whether we are talented, but rather whether we have love for God.
那你爱我比这一些更多吗
？And do we love God more than these?
他刚刚捕到几百条的鱼。
Peter had just caught several hundred fish.
153条
153 fishes.
这个可以卖很多钱。
And he can turn around and sell lots of money.
你爱我比这些更多吗
？Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比现实世界的好处更多吗
？Do you love me more than the benefits of this world?
那他说是。
And he answered yes.
主耶稣再一次肯定你喂养我的羊，我要把工作给你。
Lord Jesus reaffirms again, feed my lamb, and I will make you work.
那我们在想，那我怎么知道？ 我有没有爱。
And we need to ask ourselves whether we have love.
好，那我们现在回来看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以